Broadcasting live from beautiful Silicon Valley, California, it's time for Lunch with Ricky in the Morning! And here's your host, Ricky!
Look out, ladies. Look out, ladies. Arnold is on the town.
Ah, yeah.
Can you imagine? What an amazing wingman he would be.
That would be awesome.
Hi, I'm Ricky. I host a radio show. Meet my producer here, Anu.
That's right. Go on.
And then meet my other friend here, Arnold. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I eat radios. I eat radios. Anyway, look out, ladies. Arnold Schwarzenegger's on the town.
Arnold and Maria have decided to split, huh?
And a bit of other news to get, as always, as good or bad, to get South Asians in the news this morning. Galleon Group founder Raj Rajathram was found guilty in all 14 counts of securities fraud and conspiracy. Way to make us South Asians proud.
Way to get us in the news. Thanks.
He's the new face of corporate scandal. My God, 14 counts. I don't even know how long he's going to be locked up for.
So he's the Indian Madoff.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful mugshot he's got on the website, too. Oh, man.
We'll put that on the Facebook site.
You don't want to put that on Facebook. You don't? Yeah, that'll wake some people up, though. Anyway, good morning, everyone. May 11, 2011. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky, .. in the morning.
You beat me to it.
Sorry, man. I'll get right
into it. You're
on.
Those push-ups and those jumping jacks get you going.
Just get me on the board. Yeah, there's a video that Undo posts stuff every time of me preparing, and I keep thinking the camera's not on. Ricky, it's not on. It's me preparing. So if you want to be entertained or have someone to laugh at, go to Facebook /
Lunch with Ricky. I mean, if you thought you had a hard time doing calisthenics, look at this guy struggle.
We had some fun last week on the show, Mother's Day. A bunch of people called in, gave us their Mother's Day ideas. How was your Mother's Day, Anu?
It was pretty good. You know, as you decided to put me on blast last time, I did spend the weekend in Vegas, but I did fly home. I was home by about 2 o'clock. I spent a good chunk of the day kind of resting my leg. Evening came up. My brother called me, and looks like Dad was busy with work. So the next person in line, me and my brother, took Mom out to dinner over at Elephant Bar, had a nice little time, and the bill came around, and Mom was trying to joke around that she's picking up the tab. And I'm like, no. I got the tab. I'm the only one here with a real job that Dad is putting money in the account.
Yeah.
So it was good, though. You know what I mean? I think Mom had a great time. And in all honesty, really, it's just one day for you to reflect about how you should be acting the other 364 days of the year.
Right.
Simple as that.
So every day should be Mother's Day in that. Yeah, I mean, we had a good Mother's Day in our house as well. My brother flew in. He lives on the East Coast. He flew in, surprised my mother.
Oh, he did?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's
really nice.
Awesome. Good job,
really
man.
Nice. That same bill came around, but we weren't as generous as you. Mom, come on.
The most interesting Daisy in the world.
But it was a good time. So a happy Mother's Day to everyone out there who got to celebrate. And it was good. We had a couple emails on that. Rana writes, great show, but thanks a lot. My mother-in-law heard your show and said that I should invite her and all her fellow in-laws for lunch. Our bad, Rana. Our bad. Supreeth writes, great ideas on Mother's Day. It was spent very nicely, and you guys had a great show recapturing all that. So thank you for that, Supreeth. So yeah, we put that to bed. All right, let's start today. I'm pretty excited about today's topic. It's actually a culmination of a few weeks of ideas, and I teased it last week. I want to start a new series here on Lunch with Ricky.
In the morning.
Called Deconstructing the South Asian. I put this on the Facebook last night, and everyone's like, huh, what's that? And if you aren't on our Facebook page, go check it out. You can also get on our mailer list. Again, how can people go to the Facebook?
Go to facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Yeah. So there you go. Check it out. We have a poll on the website, which I'll get or on the Facebook, which I'll get to in a second. But deconstructing the South Asian. And what do I mean by that? You know, it's funny. Here we are on a 24/7 South Asian radio station, which is amazing. It's a credit to Parvaz Fani and the entire team for putting this together. But here's my question to many of you out there. And if you found yourself asking this, I know I do. And Anu asked this to me just between our conversations a few weeks ago. What does it really mean to be South Asian? I want to spend a few episodes on this question because it's at the end of the day the fundamental question that we ask here on this program. What does it really mean to be South Asian? But to kickstart it today, I want to ask you one simple question. How do you know if you're South Asian? Now, let me give a little more context here. Let me backtrack. See, for many of us here born in the U.S., including myself and Anu, and who are either sons and daughters of those who came to this country years ago, or hell, just even a couple years ago, if you're sons and daughters of immigrants, you still claim that Indian ethnicity or that South Asian ethnicity, though you are technically, I have an American passport. I have an American passport. However, whenever I'm applying for something in any application, academic or professional, when they ask you what your identity is, you just naturally tick
Asian American.
There you go. You just do. And sometimes they're even more specific. They'll ask you Eastern Indian or they'll ask you Indian subcontinent.
Those are the newer ones.
They're getting more specific, proving that indeed we have a notable population now.
1.3
just, and that's in the U.S. alone.
I was talking, you know, in India itself. Yeah. But in the U.S. it's pretty substantial. Yes.
No, absolutely. Oh, yeah, you said million. So naturally, we tick that. We tick that South Asian identity, and I find that funny. Well, I naturally tick South Asian, but am I? Am I really South Asian? Now, let me get a little deeper in there. It's funny because some of us, and I've got friends, and this is all spurred on a conversation I had a couple of weeks ago, and I knew, I don't know if you fall into this, we don't even know, we're not proficient in our own language.
I get made fun of when I try to speak Hindi or Punjabi around my coworkers. I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, right? You're not, I mean, you can understand it probably, but can you speak it?
No.
So imagine that, you're going back to this country that you claim to be yours, that's my identity, Indian. And then all of a sudden I go back and I can't even speak Hindi. Or England. I can speak it, but one of my friends can't. So then all of a sudden, is that your identity? Is that fair? There's more than that. I'm often asked, do you like Indian movies? My answer is yes. But I'm new here. And a lot of my friends...
Nope. I'm sorry, I don't.
No. But then wait, are you still Indian? Another one. Indian food. We're Indian. Some of us love our food. But some of us, guess what? Don't.
Very true. Very true. For the record, I love it.
You do.
Just, you know.
That's the thing. Like, one of us will fall in one of these categories. I love Indian food as well, by chance, but I have a couple of Indian friends who don't. And I'll track back when in college. See, I went to school up here, up at the road in Berkeley, and once a year in March, we throw a cultural program. A big program that, you know, it was nation-known. Parents and family, friends, everyone would come in to watch this show, sold out weeks in advance, and you'd have a three-hour program full of Bollywood dances and Bhangra and Ras Garba and various sort of events. And here we are as participants, as students, we'd be so damn proud. We are so Indian. We can do these things. We can dance. We can sing. And a friend of mine who actually was Indian, he was a foreign student, he would come to these and he wouldn't participate in the show. He wasn't really into dancing or singing. And I would tout my chest, dude, we're so Indian right now. And he goes, he used to laugh and go, you really think you're Indian by doing this stuff? You couldn't be further from the truth. So here's my question to you. Is he right? My question to the audience, and it's three-part, and I want to get your thoughts. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. If you don't speak the language or don't know Bollywood or Indian films or cultural, and if you still don't like the food, can you still call yourself Indian? We got a poll on the website as well, on the Facebook. If you can't speak Hindi, are you Indian? Simple question. That's some of us born here. We struggle with that. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. You can also email me at Ricky, R-I-K-H-I, at RadioFundu@.com. Give us your thoughts, and to the best thoughts and some of the more interesting talks, we'll have a gift prize for you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm curious. 1-855-772-8278. We'll be right back.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithRicky.
Investment property. and I'm looking to sell my house, and I have no idea where to start.
Don't worry. Contact Meeta Kabadia at RE/MAX Star Properties. She provides a full range of real estate services, whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Not only that, nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Meeta Kabadia has over 15 years of real estate investing experience and has helped several buyers and sellers. For a limited time, first-time clients receive a promotional offer of $50 gas gift card and a special listing rate. Call her at 650-454-6594, 650-454-6594, or visit her website, www.meetakabadia.com.
It's that time of year again. Tax time. Are your statements in order? Even if you are miles behind, CPA Sanjeev Gupta will get you and your tax forms up to speed, increasing your refund and giving you peace of mind. Be it income tax, payroll, sales tax, or bookkeeping, he will take care of everything with full satisfaction and ensure you are compliant with various requirements. Contact Sanjeev Gupta, CPA, at 510-825-7563 for various corporations, LLC, partnerships, and individual tax and accounting requirements. Or log on to SanjeevCPA.com.
Listen to Sanjeev Gupta every Tuesday between 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you looking for a job placement in the field of IT? If yes, then you need to contact Canvas Infotech Incorporated. Canvas Infotech offers courses tailored to the needs of professionals from the tech savvy to the tech illiterate. They guarantee placement in business analysis, project management, quality assurance, .NET, Oracle, and Java. They file H-1B visas and green cards too. Contact them today, 510-342-5663, 510-342-5663, or go online at canvasinfotech.com.
Mention this radio ad and get $100 off their professional classes.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to the chef, please.
Is there any problem, sir?
Can I see the chef, please?
Ni hao.
Did you make this?
Yes, I did.
This is the best Chinese I've ever had.
Temptations Restaurant offers the best Indo-Chinese fusion and authentic Indian cuisine. Located at 288 Castro Street, Mountain View. For catering, call them at 650-625-1234.
Hindi Megapack not only brings you the best of Hindi TV, Bollywood, but also the best of cricket. 10 Cricket and Willow Cricket are now part of the Hindi Megapack, giving you access to live cricketing action all year round. Watch India take on West Indies and India's tour of England this summer and much more cricketing action. Hindi Megapack. Bollywood ka tadka cricket ke saath. The best of Indian television at the most affordable prices. Call 1-866-431-8816 today.
Ussal pao ho to aisa. Wow. Aur makki di roti aur sarson ka saag bhi lajawab hai.
Chaat Bhavan.
Haan haan. Ungliyan chaatte reh jaoge.
Ab aur kya kehna. Ye to chaat ka bhavan hai.
Chaat Bhavan.
Located at 5355 Maori Avenue in Fremont.
They also do on-site catering.
Visit chaatbhavan.com or call them on 510-795-1100.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundoo. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
Now back to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning. Did you already finish your lunch, Ricky?
Pick that tip, and I'm gonna finish that thing up. All right, lines are lit. We've sparked something here. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. The question I've asked today is: how do you know if you're South Asian? And specifically, if you don't speak a language, or don't like the food, or I don't like Bollywood, are you still Indian? Are you still South Asian? I'm going to give you my views, but let's welcome first to the show, Raman from Pleasanton. Thank you for holding. Raman, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, good stuff. You know, let me put a spin on this. Bottom line answer to me is, in fact, you know, yes, you're still South Asian, you know, because mm-hmm. I hold a U.S. passport, but I do take the forms exactly as you said, you know, this is what I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to have one spin on this, you know,
sure.
Let me get the feedback from you.
Love to hear it. Go for it.
You know, I'm saying that, in fact, you know, I am a Tamilian, okay, you know, but I come from Bombay. I don't read or write Tamil. What do I do even in India itself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where am I? You know, what is my identity? You know, I am a Tamilian. I can't read. I can't write. I can't speak properly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all along I have been, you know, brought up in Bombay.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we Indians also for a little bit, you know.
Something,
you know, strangers to our own country, you know, when we move around here and there.
And millions of people. And Raman, you bring up a great point, right? Because within India itself and within these countries, there's so many micro-cultures and micro-ethnicities, right? So if someone asks what type of, I mean, to digress a little bit, if someone asks you what type of Indian are you, or do you say I'm a Mumbaiker, or do you say I'm a Tamilian?
Exactly. I don't know. Half the time I mix up, depending on, you know, who you're talking to.
Yeah. And I'm going to actually, you know, that I don't want to jump ahead because that's another topic I want to get into. What type of Indian are you? But before we get to there, you said you easily tick off your Indian. And you said, you know, these questions that I've posed today that, if you know, you don't necessarily need to speak the language. You don't necessarily need to understand the masala of the culture, but you still can be that ethnicity. What makes you then? Let me ask you, Raman, what makes you Indian?
Follow the road for 12 miles.
Well, you know, I mean, it's because, in fact, maybe my answer is wrong. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's probably because of, you know, forget the color or, you know, the way we look, you know, in terms of brown or whatever it may be. That's not the point. It's just the root. You know, that's where your parents and grandparents came in from. You know, that's my feeling. I may be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. And thank you for the call, Raman. It comes down to the root. But here's my take. I don't think you're necessarily South Asian. I think you need to have one basic trait of the culture, and I think you need to know how to speak the language. If you can claim this culture, if you can claim it as your own, I think you got to know the basic fundamental of how to speak the language and at least understand it. Oh, you know, now I don't understand it, but I'm totally Indian. And I don't know if that stuff works. I don't know. That's my take anyway. Let's go to San Jose. Kareen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, fine. How you doing, Ricky?
I'm doing well.
Hey, Ricky, I just wanted to share my thoughts on being an Asian. See, I was born in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a second-generation African.
Okay.
So my grandfather actually came from India, and he immigrated to Africa. And then I migrated here in the United States. So now I not only I speak Swahili, which is the native language of Africa, I can also speak the Hindi, Gujarati, Kachi, and Urdu.
Wow.
Besides English, right? So now, what should I say? Should I consider myself Asian? So, but yes, I do, because you know it's not only that you can feel that you're an Asian. You have to learn some languages,
mm-hmm.
or you have to get involved. And, you know.
So let me ask you, my question to you, Kareen, is, and first of all, very, very impressive. I mean, the fact you know all these languages, you've seen the world, and you have more context than probably a lot of us here. But what makes you South Asian specifically, in your opinion?
I feel that, you know, when I'm with Indians in particular, right, I feel that I'm more comfortable than if I'm with Africans.
Okay. That's a fantastic point. We've done a show on this a little earlier. It's by association.
Yeah.
By the people you're around. And thank you for the call there, Kareen. It's association. It's who are you around. Anu, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, I know we went back and forth.
You know, it's back and forth. And I think, like you said, it's association you associate yourself with. And, you know, you look at my spread of friends. I associate more with maybe non-Indians. And I find myself, honestly, relating more to Latin Americans and my Mexican brethren just because I just feel so much more comfort around those folks, especially in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, man, I'm so comfortable saying hi to a lot of my facilities guys because I know they know what's up. We know we say hello. But, you know, the minute an engineer, you know, who I've never met comes by, you know, he'll have some smug face. I'm just like, I just don't feel that sense of warmth, you know? I don't feel that I do with people.
That's
just weird.
Then
Thora. I'm seeing even that I can't speak. I try to speak even a little bit of Hindi or Punjabi at work. I don't know what I'm saying, and then I get made fun of for saying it.
No, here's hit on something really well. You know, sometimes when you're working or I went to India and I lived there for 2 years, and it was in the idea of understanding more of what it means to be Indian. And when you're there, you realize, wait a minute, I'm not Indian because some of the people don't treat me Indian. Like, so in your workplace,
exactly,
the engineers, the H1s who've come here, who really are Indian at the end of the day. When they don't treat you like Indian, you got to like scratch your head. Wait a minute, dude. Like for the last 25 years, 26 years, I thought I was Indian, man.
What am I doing wrong?
Yeah, there's something that I'm missing. So maybe it is the association because we sure look Indian. We got the features. We got the skin tone. We look Indian. Some of our mannerisms are sure Indian. When I see my grandparents, I touch their feet. I do the same traditions as Indians. Why am I not always considered Indian? Is it the way I talk? Is it my accent? Is it my certain mannerisms? I don't know. Helping us out more, let's go to Shalini in Saratoga. Welcome to the show. Again, 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772 if you've got a view. Shalini, give us your thoughts.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
I completely agree with your viewpoint that to be claiming to be a South Asian, to be claiming to be an Indian, I think one connection that you got to have with your motherland or whatever ethnicity you claim you are is the language.
Uh-huh.
I'm completely okay with somebody not liking Bollywood. A lot of people in India don't like Bollywood. A lot of people here don't like Hollywood. All of that. I mean, Bollywood is not our culture. But mm-hmm. I think the language definitely has to be the connecting point. I mean, if you cannot speak even one language from the place where you come from, especially for a place like India where we have like 100 languages or something, I think you have no right to, you know, associate yourself with being South Asian. I mean, at least there has to be some effort on your part. I'm not saying that you have to be a PhD in that language, but at least you have to show some you know, curiosity, something that, yes, you
sure.
tried, you can speak.
Sure. And let me ask you one question, Shalini. So, you know, that was my take. But let's say in a few generations from now, when people don't speak the language as well, will they be able to claim the South Asian ethnicity?
I think we will be under a false, you know, pretension ourselves, thinking, yes, my generation, second or the third generation from now, is going to be Indian. I think that's foolish. I think for all practical purposes, those people, if they're going to be living here, they are Americans. And that's how it should be, right? I don't think you should be living in a place and then, you know, adopting the culture and doing everything the way people do in a certain place and then still thrive or, you know, claim all the proximity to some other country. I don't think that's going to be possible. And that's the very thing that happens to most people, the first generation people who come here when they're trying to raise their kids. They're confused themselves. They're not sure whether, you know, they want to teach their children their language, their culture, or they should let the children, you know, just be normally raised here in this environment. And then there's this constant tussle, right, between the parents and the kids. The kids are always thinking, no, they're not Indians. They're Americans. They don't like the culture.
Yeah.
They don't like the
language. No, and Shalini, that's... No, then you have a very good point, and unfortunately we got to scoot and get to another call. But I think so far, Shalini, that's been the best thought I've heard, because at the end of the day, that's the premise of the show. That's the premise of the show is this sense of confusion. What are you? Those of you that moved here a few years ago, all of a sudden have this little dichotomy, American versus Indian. And very interesting point by Shalini. Is it foolish to think that this South Asian culture here can continue in America? At some point, we just become American. Let's take one more call before we hit the break on who's giving me the wrap up here. Suresh, we got to squeeze you in. What are your thoughts on here?
Well, a very interesting topic, you know.
Thank you for calling.
I left India in 1975, and I've been around for a long, long time. I speak Greek, I speak Spanish, and I've been all over the world. Settled in U.S. 22 years ago. I have a daughter who's 27 years old. I think this little confusion that you're talking about pertains more to the second and third generation. People like me who've been born and brought up in India, we've had, you know, our lives, our roots that we were brought up in an Indian family.
Mm-hmm.
And it also really depends upon the upbringing, how you bring up your children in the U.S. You know, you talked about food. You love Indian food. Well, if you grew up in a family where mom cooked Indian food all the time, and if you're eating Indian food all the time, you get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are families that don't cook Indian food at home, and the children eat burgers and McDonald's.
And, is that, in your opinion, an Indian family?
Beg your pardon?
If those families that are eating pizza and burgers nightly, are those Indians? Are they Indian?
Yeah, they're Indian. They have friends.
What makes them Indian?
Go ahead.
No, I said, Suresh, what makes them? You just said they're Indian. What makes them Indian?
What makes them Indian?
Yes. That's tough, and I think I stumped Suresh. Thank you for that call, Suresh. It's tough. You can call them Indian, but what makes them Indian? That's my question to you. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. We got the lines lit. Get on hold. We'll make sure you get in. We'll be right back.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Multiply 642 times 54 within just seconds without a calculator? No? Well, if they were enrolled in one of Aloha Mind Math's many developmental or arithmetic skills programs, they would have had the answer on their fingertips. Aloha is an Abacus program for whole brain development for children.
Aloha Mind Math, across three locations, Cupertino, San Ramon, and Fremont. Call 1-888-91-ALOHA, that is 888-91-ALOHA, for a free two-hour class session.
Are your parents or relatives coming to America? Are you looking for affordable and reliable insurance coverage for them? Then just log on to visitorscoverage.com and buy the best policy within 5 minutes. No medical examination, no paperwork, no hassles. Go online at visitorscoverage.com and get an instant ID card. It's that simple. Remember, for visiting parents insurance, the name you can trust is Visitors Coverage.
Hi, I'm Adina. I also go by Sis, Hun, and Mom. I'm always on the go. Go to the gym, go to work, go to the market. And a lot of those things I go get have to then go to my son at college. I don't mind going to the store, but all that packing and shipping, please.
I'm Steve from the UPS store, and I'm trained to help people like Adina. Bring us what you need to ship, and we'll pack it, box it, ship it, and track it. That's four things you can cross off your to-do list right there.
Thanks to logistics, I now have free time. It's kind of strange.
Go-getters love logistics. That's why they trust the certified packing experts at the UPS store. To find a location and discover how logistics can help you, visit theupsstore.com. Services, prices, and hours vary by location. See center for details.
Get into mobile apps development. Heard about Android, the red-hot mobile platform by Google? Symbiosis is offering a 3-day training program which will jumpstart your career in Android programming. Symbiosis will cover the broad spectrum of Android programming from start to finish, as well as cloud computing SFDC training too. For more details, contact Symbiosis 1-800-916-6315. That is 1-800-916-6315. Or email them at info@simdroid.com. Mention Radio Pony to get 15% discount on the training fee.
Pyar ki baat nazakat ke saath. Nazakat yani Mehra Jewelers.
Khalis pyar ka khalis tohfa.
Certified diamond jewelry. 24 carat gold coins. चाहे तो अपनी पसंद के गहने ऑर्डर पर बनवाइए.
Get large variety in 22 carat hallmark gold jewelry. So
100% शुद्ध गहने. Mehra Jewelers.
998 East El Camino Real, Sunnyvale.
Mehra Jewelers.
Call 408-245-9770. Call 408-245-9770 or log in to www.mehrra.us.
उरी दादा हमको आज रसगुल्ला और राजभोग खाने का है.
ओ छड़ी यार मेरा मन था कुछ तंदूरी खाने का है.
मुझे ना चाट खानी है.
ओके एवरीवन गेट रेडी, वी आर गोइंग टू बंगाली स्वीट्स जहां आपको मिलेगा डिलीशियस एपेटाइजर्स, चाट, इंडो चाइनीज, तंदूरी स्पेशल एंड हाउ कैन वी फॉरगेट द माउथ वाटरिंग बंगाली स्वीट्स. तो चले आइए बंगाली स्वीट्स, 5029 Maori Avenue, Fremont. Mention Radio Fundu and get 10% off your bill in the Fremont location only.
Have you been turned down for a home loan by your bank or mortgage lender? Are you upside down on your mortgage? Hi, this is Seema Sharma with Priority Lending. Priority Lending has the ability to lend money when other lenders can't. Start saving money now. Call 1-800-98-LOWER. Right now you can get a fixed rate home loan at 2.99%. That's right, 2.99%. Ask us about our no closing cost loans. Call 1-800-98-LOWER. That's 1-800-985-6937. Or visit us at PriorityPromise.com. At Priority Lending, we make your future our priority. Hum Punjabi aur Hindi dono bol.
Licensed by the Department of Corporation as a California Finance Lender, APR 3.25%. Terms and conditions apply. Rates and terms can change at any time.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundoo. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
VisitorsCoverage.com, specializing in insurance for suitable parents or relatives coming to the USA. Completely online, no paperwork, no hassle, and get an instant policy, print your ID card right at home. It's just that simple. The policy can cover the entire trip so your parents are covered right from the moment they board the plane. You can get more information at www.visitorscoverage.com or call the toll-free number at 866-384-9104 to speak to a licensed insurance expert to discuss your need and get advice.
This week's wellness tip has been brought to you by Spa Dhara, a wellness and Ayurvedic spa in Fremont, California. Spa Dhara provides facials, massages, threading, hypotherapies, waxing, yoga, and full suite of Ayurveda services. You can reach Spa Dhara at 510-256-5001 or spadhara.com. Today's tip is on hair loss for men and women. Continuous falling, thinning, and disappearing of hair can gradually lead to bald patches on the head. If you've had this happen to you for some time, you might be at advanced stages of hair loss, where mild treatments for hair loss might not work so efficiently. To reduce baldness and receding hairlines, here's a tip. Make a fine paste by grinding lime seeds and black pepper. Apply this paste on your bald spot twice a day for a few weeks. Your scalp might get mildly irritated. However, it's an excellent way to increase blood circulation, which in turn stimulates hair growth. Also, boil a few dry pieces of Indian gooseberry, otherwise known as amla, in coconut oil. Massage your hair with this preparation. It also helps strengthen your hair. Again, this tip is brought to you by Spa Dhara in Fremont. For more severe back pain, you can visit Spa Dhara Ayurvedic Therapies, Massages, and more. Call them at 510-256-5001. Or again, visit www.spadhara.com.
Hey. You over there, turn that frown upside down and become our friend. Join us at Facebook. That's facebook.com/lunchwithRiki. I'll see you soon, pal.
Hi, it's Shekhar Kapoor. You're having lunch with Ricky, and Ricky, I have to tell you, there's no way in the world you're ever going to get cast in my movie. And Ricky, you have to pay me for this. You know that.
Back to Lunch with Ricky in the morning, where it's always a party up in here.
All right, let's get right into it. We got lines are lit. There's no lines to be called. Everything is lit. Let's go to, you want to go to Prague and Milpitas?
Let's do that.
Prague, Milpitas, welcome to the show. Again, the question for today was, how do you know if you're South Asian? If you don't have certain basic tendencies or qualities, are you still South Asian? What are your thoughts, Prague? Are you there?
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there. You're live on air.
Hello? And
you're killing the flow of the show. We're going to have to go to the next caller. Guys, if you've been on hold, we apologize. Call back in. Let's go to Srinivas. Srinivas in Fremont. Welcome to the program. How are you? Thank you for holding.
Yeah, I'm fine. I was a really long time on hold. I thought you went on lunch.
Well, it is a lunch show.
we can forget about you, Srinivas. You have to join us for lunch. All right, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so what I'm thinking, it doesn't matter what language you speak or do you love to Bollywood or some other movies. It's the feeling which tells you that you are South Indian, South Asian, or Indian.
Okay.
Feeling is very much important.
I'm not going to let you get away with that. Just that. Describe this feeling. What is this feeling?
This feeling is you'll feel love, affection to your country, your people, your language, your culture.
Okay.
You can pass that to your next generation.
Okay.
So that's the part.
Okay.
And one more question, Ricky. What's the objective of this topic?
Thank you for the call, Srinivas. Thank you for calling in. And that's a fair question. The object of this was, as I mentioned in the beginning, was helping us identify what it really means to be South Asian. What are the basic qualities that make us South Asian? Srinivas just mentioned this feeling. Sure, we all have got this feeling. But it's got to be more than that. I actually want basic tendencies. When people say I'm Indian, no, I'm Indian. And then not that it becomes a big competition, but there's certain that I find claims that can be hollow. I have certain affection for music, or I have certain affections for the culture. I can speak that. Well, yeah, does that make you necessarily Indian? Does that necessarily make you South Asian? I don't know. I don't know. And that's the basic fundamental of why I'm asking this of this. I as I mentioned, I moved to India and to better understand what it really means to be India and what it really what separates me, what makes me. And when I was in India, when people were looking at me, I was on the outside looking in, because I sure as hell wasn't Indian when I was there. I don't think I was. All right, helping us out more, let's go to Ranjit in Fremont. Ranjit, welcome to the program. Ranjit won.
Hello.
Hi there, Ranjit. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you for holding.
Well, the thing is, you know, let me put it in this way. I'm a Sikh. I'm Punjabi, right?
Sure.
I was born in Bombay. As the earlier caller, one of them, he told that he was a Tamil. He was in Bombay. The same thing like me. You know, I was born and brought up in Maharashtra. So I don't know Punjabi. I don't know how to speak fluently Punjabi. But I was born in Bombay, so I knew the like Marathi and all those things. Mm-hmm. But when I came to Punjab, you know, I was being a Punjabi also, I was looked as a stranger. Mm-hmm. And they used to call me, hey, are you really like, you know, Sikh or Punjabi? Mm-hmm. So it depends upon where you are born and brought up. Mm-hmm. So first thing is that. So wherever you go, like, you know, a person who is out here, like you told that you have been born and brought up in the U.S., though you are an Indian, but you don't consider to be Indian.
So that's my question to you, Ranjit. I wasn't born in India. I was born here. I have a U.S. passport. And
yeah.
Am I Indian?
Yeah, you are Indian. The second thing, what I'm going to tell you, like, you know, if, like, you know, a rose, or you see a tiger or an elephant, Indian elephant, he's from there, he's brought here, right? And his baby or her baby is born. They are still considered to be an Indian elephant or Indian tiger.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So the plants that like, you know, tulsi, tulsi which comes from India, and it's like, you know, if it dies and the seeds that grow, they are also tulsi. They are considered to be Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Indian tulsi.
Sure.
So it depends upon, like, you know, how one, you know, he or she feels. Okay. The third thing is.
Another Ranjit, I got to unfortunately cut you off. We got a few people on hold, but thank you for that. Let's switch gears quickly. One thing I should have mentioned earlier, we have a special guest today who provides services for those of us looking to move around and get a better understanding. And a lot of us are moving back to the homeland. I want to welcome to the show Adarsh Dattani. Did I pronounce your name right, Adarsh?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So here's a question. Can you tell the listeners some of the services that you provide?
Sure. Universal Relocations is a federally licensed shipping company established for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. We provide one-stop shipping and relocation services by sea for household goods and personal effects.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're moving back to India permanently or just want to travel light by shipping one or more boxes or suitcases in advance, we can take care of your shipping needs door to door.
Wonderful. Again, I want to welcome to the program Adarsh Dattani from Universal Location. Now, who can benefit from some of these services?
That's a good question. Our customers are typically either families returning to India permanently or like I said earlier, simply people shipping one or more boxes in advance of their travel, vacation, for example. Those returning back to India for good find this option beneficial because they do not need to purchase their household items all over again in India. And more importantly, it makes their transition, the transition for their families and kids, that much smoother. People traveling on vacation can use our affordable excess baggage services and send a lot of their items in advance so that they can travel a lot lightly, right? Mm-hmm. As you know, airline restrictions for weight are getting more and more stringent these days.
When I moved out there, I moved some of my stuff, but some of it got lost, and then I wish there was someone on the ground there that would help me. Do you have agents in India?
Universal Relocations has its own offices. We have our own offices in Chennai, Mumbai, Bangalore, and Hyderabad. We do not use agents. Our customers deal with only one company, both in the U.S. and India.
And the big question, is there insurance provided on these items?
Yes, we offer full replacement coverage for all items.
You know, here's a question. I can ship some of this stuff, but how long does it typically take when you ship this stuff overseas?
It typically takes 45 to 60 days, depending upon your destination, city, and ship sailing schedules. We do have sailings every week, though.
Now, we're in the Bay Area, and I assume you have locations here, but where else in the U.S. or in the state do you have locations that people can ship from?
Anywhere in the continental USA.
And it goes anywhere in India?
Anywhere in India.
That's fantastic. Why universal location, let's say, over FedEx or UPS or the U.S. Postal Service? How is your service different?
Well, our service includes customs clearance. It's a full door-to-door service. In fact, we have special high-volume contracts with couriers such as FedEx, and so we can offer better rates for shipping on FedEx than FedEx would offer them directly to you. Not only that, this allows us to utilize their nationwide network to reach out to pretty much the entire country for small pickups.
Durst, thank you so much. I mean, and this is so timely as we're talking about South Asian and roots and all the moving back. How can people find out more?
Go to www.unirelo.com, which is our website. It is unirelo.com. Or you can call us toll-free, 855-UNIRELO. It's 855-864-7356.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Adarsh.
Thank you.
All right. There you go, Adarsh Tathani. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We're going to get to a few more calls, 1-855-772-8278. If you don't speak the language, are you still South Asian?
Having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithRicky.
Tennis and chess camp. But Mom, I want to go to Bollywood dance, ice skating, and Hindi music.
Okay, both of you, let's get you signed up at Little Champs.
Little Champs offers wide variety of camps. They also have a wonderful after-school program with pickup facility located in Cupertino. Visit them at www.little-champs.net or call them at 408-216-9346, 408-216-9346, or attend their open house on May 8th between 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
प्यार की बात नजाकत के साथ नजाकत यानी मेहरा ज्वेलर्स
खालिस प्यार का खालिस तोहफा
सर्टिफाइड डायमंड ज्वेलरी 24 कैरेट गोल्ड कॉइन्स चाहे तो अपनी पसंद के गहने ऑर्डर पर बनवाइए
गेट लार्ज वैरायटी इन 22 कैरेट हॉलमार्क गोल्ड ज्वेलरी सो
100% शुद्ध गहने मेहरा ज्वेलर्स
998 ईस्ट अल कैमिनो रियल सनीवेल
मेहरा ज्वेलर्स
कॉल 408-245-9770 कॉल 408-245-9770 or log in to www.mehrra.us.
I don't know. Itni jaldi shaadi ki shopping jewelry sab kaise hoga?
Oh, Papa, don't worry. I visited PNG Jewelers with Reena and I loved their designs.
I know PNG Jewelers. They're great. With so many options in diamond jewelry, emerald, ruby, kundan and polki stone set in 22 karat gold.
They seem to be the most reliable jeweler in the Bay Area. And now they have an online store too. Papa, you can purchase Canadian maple and Swiss gold coins for your investments. And Mom, they also buy old jewelry at great prices. So you can sell your heavy jewelry and then buy some sets that I like.
PNG Jewelers, a name you can trust for the last 177 years. Buy online or come to our store at 820 East El Camino Real in Sunnyvale. Call 1-888-764-4099 or go to www.pngjewelers.com.
Are you tired of overcrowded schools? Are you looking for a school that pays attention to every student? Good news! Scholars Academy School is here. With 30 years of excellence and conveniently located in the Evergreen Valley, Scholars Academy School offers preschool, elementary school, and many other programs. For personal tours, call 408-238-2500 or visit scholarsacademyschool.com. That is SCHOLARS academyschool.com.
JKYOG presents Science of God Realization and the Secrets of Spirituality, enlightening discourses and free classes on yoga and meditation by Swami Mukund Ananda, alumni of IIT and IIM, who gave up a promising career to embrace spirituality. Using perfect logic and humor, real-life illustrations, Swamiji offers new ways of understanding and applying the ancient scriptures. From 1st to 7th May, he will be at the Fremont Hindu Temple. From 8th to 14th May, he will be at the Sunnyvale Hindu Temple. For more details, visit jkyog.org or contact 510-648-0996. 510-648-0996.
Lights, music, action! Bollywood Article, brought to you by the Mona Khan Company, is a spectacular dance show celebrating Bollywood through the years, from yesteryear to today. The Mona Khan Company is a highly acclaimed Bollywood dance, fitness, and entertainment company with impressive repertoire. The biggest Bollywood residence show in the Bay Area is not to be missed event. Join the Mona Khan Company at Bollywood Ajkal on May 22nd in Palo Alto, and perhaps your Bombay dreams will come true. For more information and to buy your tickets today, visit monakhancompany.com.
Now back to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning.
All right. We've got one caller been on hold for a while. Let's go to Robin.
Hello.
How you doing, Robin? Thank you so much for staying on hold.
No problem.
So give us your take, and you're going to be our last caller. Take us home here.
I just wanted to comment about being an Indian. I know even if we're born here, we accept all the tradition, American culture and traditions and all of that. But still, I believe that we are Indians because it's in our roots. It's in our blood. Mm-hmm. And we were born out of Indian parents, and some of us were born in India. Or not necessarily in India. In my case, I was born in Fiji, but my ancestors were from India, so my root is actually from India.
Yeah,
and
it's our roots. And Robin, thank you. And unfortunately, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, finish your thought.
I mean, I value my culture, my tradition, and no matter what country you live in and you adapt to it, you're always going to be where your roots are from. In my case, and in a lot of other people's case, in India.
Well said.
Being Indian.
Well said, Robin. No, and you have a really good point, and thank you, A, for calling and being on hold for that long. And I mean, I think.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. No problem.
She said it right, and that's the That's the theme of the show. At the end of the day, it's in our roots. So next time, Monday, when people make fun of you or like you're not Indian, you tell them, damn, dude, it's in my roots. I'm just as Indian as you are.
I was pre-programmed.
You know, I got and many of you guys, maybe, I have a PIO card, personal of Indian origin. Beat that. Because my grandmother, my parents, all born in India. It's in my roots. It's in my roots. And if I don't know the music, if I can't speak the language, oh, well. There's many people in India that don't speak the language. They don't know Hindi. They speak English. But they're Indian.
The whole language is English now.
I think one of the callers earlier was like, why are you talking about this? Again, the idea was, how do you break this mold that people have of us, what it means to be South Asian? Every episode, we're trying to evolve, and that's why I'm talking about this, because it takes more to be South Asian just to know Bollywood. If you know Bollywood, great, you're musical. But you sure, and if you don't respect your elders, if you don't have basic respect for others, in my opinion, you're not South Asian. If you can't speak Hindi, and you can't speak Punjabi, but then you greet a random stranger with a hello, you're South Asian. You don't like Indian food? The masala don't sit well with you? But you stand up and offer your seat to somebody else? You've got basic South Asian roots, in my opinion. And that's my take. Next week, we're going to continue this series. You know you're South Asian when, okay? So we've talked about, like, if you don't have certain quality, but you can still be South Asian. But when you're South Asian, you have the roots, you have certain things. What else makes you South Asian? We're going to continue this series. Go to our Facebook page, fill out the poll. I'm going to have a new blog up talking about this. It's been a couple months. I know it's giving me a bad time. We'll get it going. Mom, Dad, MJ, Yo-Yo, thank you for calling. For everyone listening, have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Stay dry. It's going to start raining. Thank you for listening. Same time, same place next week. And remember, if you want a revolution, the only solution, evolve. Till next week. Me.